Now I'd like to call to order the study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, June 25th, 2012. I'd like to excuse Councilmember Dina Higgins, who's not with us, and Vice Mayor Scott Summers is joining us by phone. The first item on the agenda for this evening is to review tonight's agenda, the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. So we are on page 2, items 3A through 3C. Items 3D through 4B. Items 4C through 4F. Items 4G through 4J. Items 4K through 5H. Items 5I through 6A. Items 6B through 6I. Items 6J through 7D.
Mayor.
Ms. Spinner.
As I was going through Legistar, the computer system today that is online, the ordinances regarding the charter amendments 7A through 7D as well as 9A, what's in the computer system does not show the black line version. It does show the additions and it shows the final language, but it does not show what has been deleted from or what will be if approved by the voters of the charter. So we have hard copies here if you'd like to see it, but it is the black lined version that will actually be introduced tonight and will go before the voters. The actual ordinance with the black line version will be put in the publicity pamphlet, so we need to actually introduce the black line version.
Okay.
And if anybody wants a hard copy, I can certainly provide it.
Great, thank you. Items 8A through 9A. Councilmember Glover.
Mayor, I'd like to move to make 9A on the consent agenda.
You'd like to move 9A to the consent agenda. Do we have any objection to that? Okay, we'll move item 9A to the consent agenda. Okay. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is to hear presentation, discuss, provide direction on the 2012 Parks and Recreation Capital Improvement Program.
Mayor.
Yes.
I want to make sure there weren't any questions from the council regarding the special meeting on the budget. Did we cover that?
We didn't. Why don't you go over and it's just a special meeting.
Well, it's just approval, but I just don't want to miss that fairly significant item on the agenda.
We were planning on having that special meeting. By the way, we were going to do that. I see what you're saying. You're saying since it is a meeting tonight and since it's a study session, maybe we ought to review the agenda.
Want to make sure.
That's a good idea. Thank you very much.
On the agenda, by state law, it's a special meeting to approve the budget. So I just want to draw your attention to that.
Okay.
And what we'll do is we'll have the council go through the regular council meeting agenda. We'll complete that, and then we can, I think we put all the items so that we can adjourn that meeting.
We will adjourn the regular meeting.
And then go into the special meeting.
Okay. And then we'll come back to the other meeting.
No, we won't have to come back, Mayor. We will adjourn the regular meeting, enter into the special council meeting, and when you adjourn the special council meeting...
Okay, you want to do that. All right. What if we have this meeting first and then adjourn this and go to the regular council meeting? Am I confusing you now? We'll do that. Then let's go through that. Thank you. You can just hold... Just stay there for a second, okay? Thank you. Are there any questions on items 1A through 1C? I have a question, and I'm glad you brought this up on item 3A, as it relates to the water flow through.
Oh, right.
When does the ordinance at the state level become effective, and are we coordinating our dates with the elimination of our fee is to the point in time when that state law becomes effective?
Mayor, yes, to the extent that we can. Ironically, last year, the state passed a new law that requires that we give a 60-day notice for any change to our water rates, be that an increase or a decrease. In this case, it's a decrease, but we are still limited to that 60-day notice period. So these rates will go into the decrease will go into effect at the same time that our rates normally go into effect, which is the first bill in August.
But then the state law, when does it go into effect?
Right. The state law has already passed, but again,
I know it's already passed. When is it effective, though?
That I don't know. Maybe Scott knows.
That's what I want to make sure of. I want to make sure that we're as close to that as we possibly can be. I mean, the purpose of this fee was to cover the state mandated charge for water resources, and so the idea is that we would eliminate it when that's eliminated.
Mayor, the approved state budget that will go into effect July 1st does not take into consideration any fees or assessments from the cities to cover ADWR.
Okay.
So so by virtue of that being included as a budget item, it goes into effect July 1st
for
the state.
Okay. Thank you. So we're covered. Okay. That's it. Thank you. Any other questions on 3B through 4B? Thank you, Mr. Brady, for reminding me of that. Now, we will go to the presentation of the Parks and Rec.
Mayor, Council, good afternoon. Dan and I are here to provide a follow-up discussion on some more feedback that we've received from the community regarding the proposed projects, and then also seek some direction from here on out. Again, just to highlight while we're here, the original requests that were generated by the IMESA process accumulated to a price tag of $131 million. And we've scaled those back significantly and prioritized those to make them effective and still get a lot of meaningful projects done for the community. The comments and feedback from the community form these priorities and the phases of the projects that we've talked about on numerous occasions. And again, we've put those projects into five areas to focus on. First one being park conversion and improvement projects, community partnership projects, IMESA renovation and enhancement park projects, IMESA new development park projects, and then IMESA bike and pedestrian path projects. Some of the feedback that we have received since we last updated you are, again, the continued importance of community involvement for all the projects. Again, all the plans that we put out there to the community to review, both in our public meetings and online, were all conceptual plans. So we will continue to meet with the neighborhoods, meet with different neighborhood groups, different organizations as they desire to be involved in the different projects that we're proposing throughout the city to make sure that the citizens have the full buy-in and investment in those. Next one is the Central Mesa Pool. You recall that originally we proposed a pool at Mesa High. Mesa Public Schools has declined participation from that project, but simultaneously, Council Member Finter and myself were receiving a number of comments and feedback from the Taylor community that said, instead of relocating this pool, is it possible to just take the existing site plan that we have and renovate Taylor Pool so that we don't lose that amenity that's so important to this part of the community? We believe that we do have the footwork there, of that property is large enough to still accomplish what we can do, what needs to be done there, and provide a significant pool project with both lap lanes and amenities to benefit that community. And what that also does would allow us to accelerate the installation of a water feature at Pioneer Park too as part of that renovation. So still addressing both the concerns of the Taylor community and also the a water feature in Central Mesa and the downtown core.
Now, when you say the community talked about renovation, but we're talking about basically building a new facility at Taylor.
Yeah. Correct.
Basically tearing out what exists, because what exists, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go in and renovate as much as it would be to build a new one, and for the cost and all that, you'd get much more.
Right. Mark's even asking, talking about expanding it.
Right.
So we'd have to redo.
Yeah, so it makes more sense just to go ahead and tear the existing one out, rebuild one on the same footprint. Well, not same, but same basic property.
Right.
An upgraded and expanded facility.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, Mayor. The other area that we continue to get a lot of feedback is on the existing park improvements. And what's going to happen in my neighborhood or at the park that I go to every day or I drive by every day, whatever the case is, what's going to happen there? So I wanted to give council a little bit of an analysis of where we're at on our current properties and our current inventory. We have 58 properties designated as parks, 134 retention basins that also serve a parks function, an additional 144 acres of undeveloped land. The average age of our parks is 26 and a half years. Take those playgrounds. We have 57 playgrounds throughout the city. The average age is over 13 years old. And remember, we just put three new ones in this past couple of years, so that brought this median age down a little bit here. Otherwise, we'd be much higher. Of those 24, of all those playgrounds, 24 are more than 15 years old, and we still have one out there that's 27 years old operating. As we look at our assessment of what's happening in the existing parks and the needs we have out there, we've identified $44 million in improvements or replacements that are needed. Our original proposal within that IMACE renovation and enhancement category included $7 million to fund improvements and replaces, which only address 16% of our overall need. What I'm recommending, based on the feedback that we've received in the interest, is increasing the funding level for the entire package by $5,050,000 and putting that $5,050,000 towards our existing park improvements for a total of $12,050,000, which would address 27% of our overall need, still leaving us a long way from addressing all the needs that are out there, but certainly getting us headed in the right direction to address those replacements and improvements in our existing parks. Again, just to recap the project categories and those projects within there, park conversion and improvement projects. These are the projects that will develop city-owned vacant land into usable park space while removing some encumbrances off of Riverview Park with the federal government to allow the development that we all envision with the spring training facilities to occur there. Those properties addressed in this category include Signal Butte and Elliott, Medina and Haas, McDowell and Wrecker, McKellips and Ellsworth, with a total cost of $7,250,000 and O&M cost of $345,000. Community partnership projects. Again, we've taken the Mesa High Pool off of this list. These are joint projects that we would do cooperatively with Mesa Public Schools to convert school properties into parks. Again, community conversion project, again, right now targeting Mesa Junior High, and then the West Mesa Sports Complex, former PAL. The cost for those projects is $8,700,000 with total O&M of $536,000. IMESA renovation and enhancement park projects. Again, these were the projects that came through the IMESA process and from the community meeting process and the neighborhood feedback that we continue to receive from residents are both shared with yourselves as well as my staff and I. Pioneer Park renovations, and again, accelerating an installation of a water feature there would be included in there now. Riverview Park enhancements, really taking that park to the next level and creating that a showcase signature destination park. Kleinman Park renovations. Museum and cultural resource expansion within the federal building. Central Mesa Pool, again focusing on Taylor. Greenfield Park, Urban Fishing Lake, and again the existing park improvements and enhancements. So with those changes in that category and the addition of that $5,050,000 that I've talked to you about today, we're at $37,800,000 in this category with a little more than $1 million in O&M costs. The IMESA new park development projects, again generated through the IMESA process and suggested by residents who wanted to see an expansion of some of those facilities in the existing park system. Includes acquisition and improvements at Buckhorn Bass, acquisition and expansion at Monterey Park, and identifying and studying location for a downtown urban plaza. Total cost for these projects is $10,750,000 with O&M cost at $274,200. I'll turn it over to Dan on the bike and pedestrian paths.
Thanks, Mark. Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. When Mark and I presented last time, we identified three specific bike and ped projects. The first two were Riverview Rio Salado and then the West Mesa Connector. Those are the two projects we received the most responses on, very favorable in all of our when we asked the public to participate. There's been a minor change in discussing this with the vice mayor last week. We had a specific project identified, staff identified, and it was a project that we didn't get, frankly, many responses favorable or unfavorable, and that was the Gateway project along the 202. So the allocation we were looking for or suggesting was $5.5 million for these three projects. If you go to the next slide. So up in Northwest Mesa was the first project and the second project. That was the Riverview and then the West Mesa Connector. That would provide a connection from essentially Tempe Town Lake through Mesa, hitting Riverview, Hohokam, going through the Country Club as well, and then it hits the Consolidated Canal and connects into Gilbert. So a great, long, continuous facility. What we've been asked to kind of consider down in Southeast Mesa was a variety of projects and try to get some more feedback from the community. There's a number of opportunities down there. On this map, you'll see four different projects. The one in the yellow or orange was the original proposed project along the 202 corridor. Another great project down there is in green. That's the RWCD canal. So we'd have a right-of-way there as well. And you'll see a red or pink line going east to west. That's a SRP power line easement, another good opportunity. And a fourth, which might not rank quite with the others, would be that first segment of the SR-24 freeway, the Gateway Freeway. So what we'd like to do is continue to get more feedback from the community before we specifically identify a project in Southeast Mesa. When we look at the $5.5 million, I think, and again, based on the feedback we've gotten already, I would propose that if the funding becomes available, that we design and build the first two priority projects, and which would leave perhaps $1.5 million, and we continue to look at these and design one or more, but we may not have enough money to build. What staff would do at that point is continue to look for federal funding, which we've been pretty successful at.
Councilman Richens?
Yeah, I think that's a really smart play here because there's a lot of folks, there's a lot of funding that ends up in the CMAQ, what is that, quality, air quality mitigation funds at the end of the year sometimes, and if you have a shovel-ready project, you can get them funded, and so it's not a bad strategy to have some stuff on the shelf that we can go to when those funds are available.
Again, the last map there in your package shows all the projects together and how far-reaching this is across the community, trying to affect as many people as possible. And again, what you don't see there is those existing park improvements, and as we continue to inventory our properties and prioritize those projects, those will start to populate this map even more.
Councilman Kavanaugh?
And just a question on the existing parks and the improvements to them. Would this be the sort of thing that we were getting comments on during the process, saying we need more shade structures here or there, upgrade the play equipment, things like that, in addition to the ones that you had already identified, things that we've budgeted for in this coming year?
Yeah. Mayor, Councilmember Kavanaugh, those are exactly the type of projects we'd be looking at, whether it's shade structures, it's irrigation system improvements, so we're not watering on 24-hour cycles, lighting improvements, playground replacements, playground enhancements, increased turf or rolling back some of the turf areas to bring more xeriscaping in some areas. We've had that request as well. So a lot of different projects to really help meet that community need and their desires of what they like to see their neighborhood park be.
Great. Thank you.
Again, in summary, the total project cost with those changes that I've mentioned today is now $70 million. And as Dan mentioned earlier, staff will continue to identify whether it's federal grants, private donations, nonprofit grants, other funding sources, and then also potential commercial property sales in the future if council desires. Those funds could also be applied towards these projects. Total O&M costs phased in over the next 3 to 4 years, $2,225,000. Again, a completion time frame of approximately 4 years. In our discussions, council has asked some bonding questions, so We've prepared and attached for you and provided you as draft ballot language should you desire to call that election on July 2nd. We could schedule that at your business meeting there for a November 6th election. And if you were to do that, based on the average assessed property in Mesa, the annual cost for this program would be $2,484 annually, or $2.07 a month per the average assessed residence. Be happy to answer any questions or comments.
And that would be assuming that we bonded for all of these things, which we may or may not do.
Yes, Mayor.
What you're saying is that you've included the $70 million as though to get bonding authority for, as if we were going to bond those. But, for example, as Councilman Richens brought up, there may be grants available, there may be other things. We may sell some property, we may do some other things, but we want to make sure we have the capacity in our bonding to pay in case we went down that route. Is that accurate?
Correct, Mayor.
Okay, gotcha. Any other questions?
I think at this point, we'd just like to seek some direction of where you want us to go from here, and if you'd like to see it on your July 2nd agenda.
I see nods all around.
That'd be our recommendation. And then, Mayor, and me, the city clerk, will one of the things that we'll do as we move forward, we'll also provide more detailed information about the impact this bond would cost, or would be to what we use $1 million threshold for businesses, and try to calculate what those impacts were in the last brochure that we did. Is that correct?
We have very explicit, detailed information.
So we'll start putting that together, too, to communicate that to the community. So in addition to just the average assessed property value for a homeowner, we'll also try to give kind of $1 million increment for businesses, too, so they can kind of see what that impact looks like.
All right.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you for the process that we've gone through. I mean, this has been a great thing to watch happen, as we both used existing boards and also went through the iMesa project to see the input we got from people. The other great thing is that I've really enjoyed watching is after the original proposals came, your willingness to listen to people and to receive input from a variety of sources who suggested some changes, suggested some additional things, and the way that you've integrated those into this final proposed plan has been really exciting to watch. So thank you so very much for responding, and to all the citizens who took part of this, and especially the iMesa committee, who really stretched a bit on some of these things to think of some great things to do, and the way we've adjusted and adapted from those original suggestions. I appreciate that. You know, this is not just a parks type of program, and this is an investment in our community that I think is not only necessary, but it's welcome. We want a great community, and these are not luxuries. These are necessities if we're going to build a great community. And as you said, to see some of that information on how old some of our parks are, to see how long it's been since we've invested in all parts of the city, says that this is the right thing to do. And I think we've gone about it the right way, too. So we truly have a community-driven a proposal that then we can throw out and see if the citizens of Mesa are interested in investing in their community. So I appreciate all those who have been involved. It's been great to watch. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, next item is to acknowledge receipt of minutes from various boards and committees. Have a motion from Councilman Glover, a second from Councilman Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Do we have any? Vice Mayor?
I'll wait till I get back.
Okay. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you. Last Thursday, I attended the celebration of Pine Hill Park. We had over 5,000 people, and we discovered that some of our council members can really throw T-shirts quite well, and that our city manager is quite a guitar player when he's on stage.
Gee, what did I miss?
So it was a It was a very, very nice event. Saturday I went to the Arizona Museum for Youth Extreme Pet Adopt a Pet Day, and I came home with two kittens. So it was, for them, I think it was a very successful event. Thank you.
I think we can talk about how successful that was or not, but a two-kitten party, huh?
Two-kitten party.
Whoa, okay. Anything else? Great. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. And we do appreciate the council members who were able to come out to that celebrate Mesa. It was a great event. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., we'll be having the groundbreaking for the Fiesta Police Substation, so we invite everybody to be there. It's at 1010 West Grove. So it should be a great event. We've been looking forward to this project for quite some time, so we're excited to get it going tomorrow. And then we'll have our next council study session. It'll be Thursday, June 28th at 7:30 a.m. And this is a big weekend. It is our Arizona Celebration of Freedom. It's a free event. Starts this Friday and then also continues Saturday. Starts at 6 p.m. In downtown Mesa. Invite everybody to come out. Music, food, and fun.
T-shirts? Guitar
you know,
playing?
If you get some T-shirts out there, these four gentlemen will throw them out there to the crowd, I'm sure.
Great. Okay. Anything else? We have a motion to adjourn. Councilmember Finter. Second, Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Thanks, Vice Mayor.